My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Jane is back on Facebook, and Davin is with hookers and drugs. So listen and enjoy.
Where we last left Jane was whiling away in a Nigerian prison.
Oh, that's right.
Because she couldn't pay her bills
for
zoology school. And the warden was supposed to work it out with me, but I could never get the warden on the phone.
Zoology. What if a giraffe gets a sore throat? Who's going to help?
You know, and she needs some money to get out, and we're not talking that frequently.
Right.
At this point. So that's where we are. January 26th, I get an email.
Violent.
Baby. This is from her. Not from Jane. Baby.
No, it's from Dave.
Baby, I just got released, but given some weeks to get the money. Talk to me, baby. I'm glad you're released. What convinced the warder? Remember, that's what she was calling instead of warder? What convinced the warder to do that? Jane goes, I think they pitied me. I was all saying your name, dear. Remember, she's from California, but as usual.
She's all saying your name. You're only dropping Davin's name in jail.
Yeah, Davin.
Except for, like, soaping a good time. Well, you know what's going to happen.
Actually, she was saying Davver coin.
Davver.
She goes, how have you been without me? So January 29th, I respond.
You know, leave her hanging.
I go, I started to move on, to be honest, dear. We did not have a lot of time together before you went to jail. Once you went to jail, the time was even less. I kind of figured we were over.
Wait. Once you went to jail, the time was even less. Fake Davin is such a dick. She's in jail, and he's like, you never spend any time with me.
Oh, yeah, I know, especially that 20-minute romance that they had. You know, it's a lot. They, you know, been through so much in 20 minutes.
Listen, things are happening. I don't have time to wait for this bitch. Once you went to jail, the time was even less. I kind of figured we were over. I thought you were having a lot of caged heat with the warder, to be honest.
Oh, my God. Caged heat.
Caged heat.
Damn.
What are you shaking your head for, Joe?
He's disgusted.
Are you?
Good boy.
No, I just caged heat. How? You're such an asshole.
That's rather hurtful.
Truth, but hurtful.
Still.
Yeah.
I go, how are you doing? February 3rd, she responds, I swear to God, I can never cheat on you. Trust me, baby. I will be for you forever. I have not been fine. You know what's been going on here. February 5th, I respond. I go, I have not been fine either. We've had a rough go of it. To quote Meatloaf, life is a lemon, and I want my money back.
Oh, that's funny. You're back to that shit again. That's hysterical.
Oh,
that's who I am,
Jones.
She goes, LLL, hope you're good now, darling. I really miss you. I go, I did not realize that. Maybe we'll have to make more time for each other and see if there's anything left in our relationship. Hey, if I can get her fucking reengaged.
Yeah.
You know, then she's not bothering innocent people because, you know, our relationship's been a little lacking.
Absolutely.
She goes, oh, so darling, how have you been without me? I have been sad all days and night. February 6th, I respond. I go, because of the historic episode of This Is Us, this is right around the Super Bowl. They had this like historic episode of the show This Is Us, which I've never seen before.
Right.
So I go, because of that historic episode of This Is Us?
This is really upsetting you.
I was thinking you writing this. I mean, all the arguments and fights we had, this might have done it, yeah. I disassociate myself with you for watching that shit.
No, I've never seen it.
Good boy, good boy. You're right.
I go,
man.
I've occupied myself with drugs and hookers. An expensive distraction.
That's my boy.
How have you been?
I've occupied myself with drugs and hookers.
You say it really classy. I've occupied myself with drugs and hookers.
I'm not an animal, Joseph.
I know.
Wait,
sophistication with that.
Excuse me, sir, but didn't you mean to say drugs and prostitutes?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, classy joint.
Jane goes,
go.
Drugs?
Oh.
What do you mean by hookers? Have you been cheating on me?
I've also been doing coke, too. And drugs, too.
Have you been cheating on me? Yeah, because we've known each other all 5 minutes.
Well, I mean, we've actually been together for several months now. We just don't talk every month.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I go, I did not think it was cheating, as I figured we were finished and you had other inmates.
Wow.
She goes, I didn't have any other inmate. You are the only one I love and have. I go, I guess we had a misunderstanding.
I guess orange isn't the new black.
I go, you have a problem with my hookers and drugs?
You're a terrible boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am. February 7th, she writes, baby, I still love you so much. I go, you were fine with the hookers and drugs?
You really want to narrow down on an answer for that.
Yes. Now she's back on Facebook. Now she's created a new Facebook profile, which I can't pull up for some reason. It's really weird.
Huh.
Hello, dear. It's going by Jane Linda, by the way.
Hmm.
Or Linda Jane. I don't know what the fuck it is. Hello, dear. This is Jane Ferrycolf. Please, let's talk here. She's back on Facebook. Remember, she got booted off Facebook. I go, hey. She goes, how are you doing, my king? Hope you know who's chatting with you. I go, I'm okay. How are you? I go, I do. I think. I thought you were done with Facebook. Remember, she got booted off of Facebook.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm missing you, dear. She goes, this is my neighbor account, my king. Back to the my king bullshit. Here we go. I go, but you were removed from Facebook. She goes, I have to speak with you, dear. I go, let me guess, you want money.
Well, your highness, does she?
I like the first part of that.
That's funny.
Is she a mattress salesman by any chance?
She might be. Yeah, because this one has been annoying,
yeah.
And I have not been impressed by the game. Mm. So
no.
I don't need to entertain this.
She doesn't have much game. It's
exactly.
Like, oh, let me guess. You want money?
Yeah, right, straightforward.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, baby, I'm not after your money.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy,
we're trying a new tactic
boy.
With this one.
I don't want to lose you. Or loose, as they fucking say. I want you to stop from those hookers and drug.
Drug.
I go, okay, why? She goes, I love you with all my heart. It's not good for you, dear. I never cheated on you. I go, it makes me feel good. I go, is it cheating if I paid for it? Isn't that just a business transaction?
Oh, God.
What?
if my husband said to me, is it cheating if I paid for it? There would be blood all over that expensive mattress.
I just the way, like, well, isn't it just a business transaction?
I know. That's...
It's like buying a sandwich.
Or a mattress, yeah.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.